I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka tops our news today. There's word that the Buddhist monks behind pending anti-conversion legislation have found another way to push their anti-Christian agenda. Open Doors USA President Carl Muller.
There's a move to make a constitutional amendment to make Buddhism the state religion of Sri Lanka. That's going to be considered by the Sri Lankan Parliament on October 4th. Some of the provisions of this law are extremely restrictive on Christians.
Mueller says one provision would threaten any children's ministry with severe penalties and restrictions. Next, Colombia has been locked into a long, drawn-out guerrilla war. That's compounded by a major drug trafficking problem and massive paramilitary presence. That makes ministry difficult in that South American country. But IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says a 31-year veteran orphanage director is just one example of how nationals are doing great work. Rodehaver says the orphanage has needs.
We still have five children that are not sponsored, so we need sponsors for these children. We also have a leak in the roof that needs to be repaired. It's dripping in on where our children are sleeping.
Your part in sponsoring a child is $30 a month, while $2,000 can repair the roof. And Greater Europe Mission has embarked on a unique outreach tool. They've created the EDOT program, Electronic Discipleship Outreach and Training. This innovative program has been using computer technology to grow the church in Europe and equip it for ministry. Computer centers are effective tools for ministry because many who wouldn't attend church eagerly flock to the centers. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowships, available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpane, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.